This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Scott at ABC headquarters here in New York. We are coming on the air at this hour with breaking news. President Biden has just announced that he is ending his reelection bid.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to Tyrus. He's a regular on Gutfeld, a Fox News contributor, and an author of his latest book, Nuff Said. You can also get Just Tyrus. I encourage you to get both of them. Tyrus, you and I have not talked in a minute, and some things have happened. And I want you to talk about whatever you want to talk about, because this has been a wild ride.
I'm a little confused, to be honest with you. I get why you didn't show up to work last week after losing that. Overman ordered the cancellation of the St. Louis Cardinals, so I know.
Yeah, like an idiot. You didn't even know what he was talking about. Do you know the real story behind the Alec Burleson thing? Do you know that that wasn't a Trump thing?
The fact that they're drawing these conclusions just goes to show how bad their party is.
They see Trump in everything.
Yeah. And a guy can't, apparently raising your hand and being excited about playing well is somehow related to Nazism. So it's laughable. That's all you can do at this point is just shake your head.
Fortunately, Keith Olbermann, once again, was not successful.
No, it did not work. Apparently, the Cardinals are going to continue on, which surprised me, so to be honest with you.
Since we've talked last, Trump's been shot. Biden got COVID. Biden dropped out of the race. People wondered if Biden is even alive. And then he shows his face and they're like, is that really his face? There's a lot going on right now. I'm curious about any conspiracy theories you might be interested in. What's your favorite?
I'm not interested in conspiracy theories, but I do like the more footage comes out from the attempted assassination and information that's coming out from bystanders and American citizens were there in the local police department. I think we're getting a very clear picture of what happened. And as the days and weeks go by, the good news, I'm not going to have to wait 40 years to solve this one because of the fact that this was the one time that having a phone and absorbing and reporting was a good thing. I think we're going to see some things and a lot of stuff is going to make sense that doesn't make sense right now.
Tyrus, do you feel like, when President Biden says that he's not running, he's still going to finish his term. Kamala Harris is going to go in and try to win the nomination, of course, and then, of course, the presidency. I'm really scratching my head right now with who actually is in charge, who is calling the shots. I mean, it feels like now more than ever, it's clearly not the people who are in the position to be calling the shots, that it's coming from somewhere else.
No, they knew what they were doing with Biden. It wasn't like his faculties just fell yesterday. I think it's laughable that they had the temerity to do that press conference with the president talking about how he was stepping down and passing the torch. Nancy Pelosi said you can do it the hard way or the easy way. And the easy way is they let you keep some of the your campaign money and finish out your term. But you cannot. If you cannot run for president because you can't do it anymore, then you shouldn't be president anymore. But again, we're asking the wrong questions. Kamala is irrelevant. You know, who takes his place is irrelevant. It's the same progressive Bernie Sanders socialist government that can't get elected in a legal election, that are calling shots, and they use the cover-up of the president's health was should be the main story. This should be all we're talking about, and they're trying to, you know, the spin cycle, and it, you know, it was Trump's fault for getting shot. I mean, it literally said, what press at the assassination attempt? You know, did you bring it on yourself? I mean, it's just, it's laughable. I think the American people can't be fooled, but at the same time, Republicans have to be better in sticking to just the deeds and the policy. If you get it, if President Trump gets in a street fight with Kamala Harris, he'll win. He'll dominate her. It'll be a sound bite all through the election of a misogynistic, toxic man who's, you know, and, you know, the VP pick is now looking kind of like maybe not the best decision in the world because he's women. I mean, I don't understand it. Some of the comments that are being made about Kamala is just we're literally changing the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how can we be this stupid? Policies, who's running is irrelevant. It's the same lies and deception that was told to the American people, and that should be the campaign talking points, and this should be nothing else. Engaging in her, calling her dumb, mentioning that she doesn't have children, all these things are just changing the race from what should be a comfortable, easy, dominating election based off of what we've seen, what we've discovered, and the policies and what's happening in our streets and our neighborhoods. And instead, it's going to be a name-calling battle with Kamala, which I think in the long run, we could lose the election just like what happened before.
Yeah.
Nobody wants this. And President Trump was doing a masterful job during those so-called indictments and during the up until the debate with Biden where he was just sticking same tone. Tone matters. Attitude matters to where he's here to get America back on track. And again, who he's running against is irrelevant because it's the same plans. And so I hope they keep that, because if they don't, if he starts throwing punches with her, it's by design for him to beat her. It's by design for him to say things that will get everyone talking about what he said opposed to what they're doing.
Yeah.
He just can the president withhold from that, and it doesn't help. And I'm sorry, I just don't think the VP pick fits now. It did with Biden, but it doesn't fit now.
Yeah.
He doesn't help. And Trump was where he helps. Trump's already locked and loaded.
Who did you want to see?
Honestly, I wanted to see a moderate with a policy guy with no off the field issues. I thought Scott was a great one. Nikki Haley was a great one. You don't have to get along. You just got to be right. Even at this point, Vivek would have been probably a better alternative. But I just think we got enough off-the-field issues with the president. Every time he speaks, they try to turn it into the second coming of Hitler. And then now I guess we got Mussolini who's, you know, calling people cat ladies and stuff. Just there's no point to it. Your game has to be better than that. Policy and everything else, like calling names and trying to be clever and get sound bites on the news, mm-hmm. is playing the wrong game, and we have to be better than that. And if President Trump says something, it's the VP's job to clean it up. Pence was masterful during the debates, if we remember. He was full president when they accused. Again, I don't care if they have lunch together or not. Republicans are about getting the job done, best man for the job, and depending on what this. They have all the men, they're in their honeymoon period right now, and everyone's acting like she just showed up and hasn't been here in this malfunctioning, dishonest, corrupted administration. So the honeymoon period, instead of getting involved and giving them rhetoric during the hunt to carry it on, this would be a good time to go play golf in Scotland for a while, Mr. President.
Golf in Scotland, that might be persuadable for him. Do you think that Trump is still the favorite to win in November?
I think so, but again, if you change the narrative to where we can't talk about this entire administration, Biden and Kamala, if we get into a she's dumb as a rock or this, all this other stuff, we're going to get off message, and to the average American who's not watching news, you know, 24 hours a day, or is not on social media or whatever, it's going to be like, why? Why?
This is what we're going to do.
It's his to lose. I feel like the country is looking for change, but they're not going to go look for change when we still get caught up in the ridiculous stuff that will get us all off our game. And I think that's the thing, man. It's yours to lose if you stick to policy, if you stick to your deeds, if you stick to your plans. But once you're getting into a fight and a name calling in this day and age, it's just not. It only helps the other side.
Yeah, I agree with that. Speaking with Tyrus right now, you see him as a Fox News contributor, a regular on Gutfeld, and an author. You can check out his book, currently out, Nuff Said is the name of that group. I want to ask you about this group of protesters out at the White House. They had an effigy of Benjamin Netanyahu while he was in town. They took the American flag down and burned it and replaced it with, was it a Palestinian flag or something like that? I mean, do these images matter to voters? I mean, because to me, it's a stark reminder of how crazy the left side is right now. You can kind of have, you know, your moderate Democrats, the people who weren't so excited about Joe Biden, they might give Kamala a shot. But the left wing of the Democrat Party right now, that imagery to me is very impactful. Do you think it affects voters out there who might be back in the middle?
It would affect me. You're basically saying Hamas walked in to our Capitol, defaced our historic monuments, burned our flag, tried to post there. So there's those videos and sound bites that are only inspiring guys to join Hamas and support Hamas because there's no consequences. And I just feel like if you are carrying a flag and you have the Hamas saying or battle cry wrapped in your head, you are Hamas and should be treated accordingly. Congratulations, you're Hamas. Arrest all of them. And also, you can negotiate their release back to Gaza, Palestine, where they really want to be, in exchange for hostages. So I think the other administration, we would have seen the appropriate amount of police and military support to keep the United States from being attacked, which it was. It was attacked with graffiti and attacking our police officers, and we're putting our police officers in harm's way because they have virtual handcuffs on them. They can't, you know, they arrest somebody. There's a video saying they're being they're brutalizing mostly peaceful, which makes no sense. It's like saying you're mostly dead. It's like I'm watching The Princess Bride again. Awesome, and this sucks. This movie's terrible, but you know. So there should have been a presence there. The National Guard should have been called in.
Mm-hmm.
One thing to stand outside and say whatever you want to say, but once you start destroying public property, once you start making threats and clashing with police physically, and attempting to break and burn stuff down and set fires, and luckily for us, they can't make a fire to save their life. They have absolutely no outdoor skills whatsoever. So. I'm just saying, like, it's just they don't know. Only in America could these half-assed protesters do what they do. In any other country, they'd be laughed at. They don't have the courage. They don't have the commitment. It's just to be in front of the camera, and then when they are asked, their answers only solidify why AI and robots in the employment line is probably going to be a good thing.
Last question, Tyrus, before we let you go. We only have a couple minutes left. When it comes to those visuals that we saw with these protesters, and you can think of a million other examples, do you think that America, on a bipartisan level, is looking for justice and law and order visually to be seen? Does that matter to people?
That is a great question.
You got an answer?
Yeah, I'm really, like, very... Usually I have a quick answer, but I really wanted to think about what you just said.
Yeah.
I think at some point we need somebody, and probably will cost them an election or a seat, needs to bring back integrity. And we have integrity. I think John McCain with that moment when the lady wanted to compare Obama to Osama bin Laden. And McCain, which could have used that to his advantage, chose integrity. When we realize, politicians realize that what really works for the American people is integrity and accountability. And it might seem like a loss in the beginning, but people will respect that. But we clearly see there's no integrity in this White House, so there's no move above them. The president was unfit to serve, and they decided to set up their shadow government and get their stuff across. So my thing would be whomever decides to get back to integrity and talking to the American people directly, and I think President Trump is on that path, it should carry this election, and hopefully we get back to that. Some integrity. That would be great. I would love some integrity. I would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that the summation here is if Trump can stay on message, he should win. And we always question whether or not he can. He did a very good job post-debate of staying on message, which was not golfing in Scotland, as you said.
Go golf.
Oh, man. Tyrus, it's good to have you back. Every time we talk, so much has happened. This is not an exception to the rule, but we always love talking with you.
Well, thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Tyrus, regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor, host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick, and author of the book Nuff Said, which you should go get right away. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk to Hans von Spakovsky next. I'm going to play for him some clips of things that people have said about Project 2025. Hans von Spakovsky is with the Heritage Foundation. He knows a little bit about Project 2025. Let's see how he responds to some of these clips when we return. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. We'll be right back. Now we're
as we work to build a brighter future and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To move our nation forward, there are those who are really trying to take us backward. And you, I'm sure, have seen their agenda, Project 2025. Randy, can you believe they put that thing in writing? 900 pages in writing. So Project 2025 is a plan to return America to a dark past.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation knows a little bit about Project 2025, maybe possibly even more than Kamala Harris. Hans, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So what's with the dark path? There's a question. You can take it from there.
Well, I hate to use the word, but there's no question that Kamala Harris is a liar. And people won't have to believe me. Even CNN, has been actually putting out fact checks. And for example, I got one up in front of me, fact check. This is CNN Politics. Harris falsely claims Project 2025 calls for cutting Social Security. Or here's another one, where CNN says that her claim that Trump intends to cut Social Security is not true. It doesn't call for an end of the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't eliminate protections for people with pre-existing conditions, all things that Harris has said it does. And even CNN is saying that's just not true.
That's pretty shocking to hear that, and a good point made by you. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky right now. Here's a clip from Elizabeth Warren on Project 2025, more of the assumptions.
I kept thinking about Project 2025. Yeah, I hear J.D. Vance, I hear Donald Trump say working people, but read down in the details of Project 2025, in which Donald Trump has already said that he's ready to go, and J.D. Vance backs him up, on a tax cut that will deliver $3.5 million in tax cuts every year to every billionaire in this country.
Hans, every time I hear them speak on Project 2025, it's always very emotionally charged, and they are very specific about things that come to find out, like you're saying, even CNN is saying, no, not so much. What do you say to Senator Warren there?
Well, she's a liar, just like Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't use that word very often, but right. It's really true. Project 2025 calls for a tax cut for all Americans. And by the way, you notice how she said at the start that this was, again, this is Donald Trump's plan, Project 2025. See, again, CNN, they're not exactly a friendly news source. They put out a report saying that a Harris campaign official told them that they know that their claim that this was put together by the Trump campaign is not true. That they made, quote, a deliberate decision to brand all of Trump's policies as Project 2025, since they think that has made it stick with voters. So it's just one long fabrication on what does. Look, here's what I would tell your viewers to do who are worried about these criticisms. As Kamala Harris beginning, there's no secret to this. It's a 900-page policy proposal. It was not put together by the Trump campaign. The Heritage Foundation started this in 2022, long before Trump even announced he was getting into the campaign. 110 conservative think tanks and organizations, several hundred people. And basically, we went to them and we said, look, if you were put in charge of the executive branch or the federal government in a new administration, how would you run each of the executive departments? How would you reform them? The result is this 900-page policy book. I know people don't have time to read a 900-page policy book, but here's what I would suggest they do. Pick one department you're interested in. Maybe it's Department of Defense. Maybe it's the Justice Department. Maybe it's Department of Education. Just read that one chapter. And I'm willing to bet you that people reading it will finish the chapter and say, you know what? This is common sense.
Yeah.
This is the way these departments ought to be run instead of the way they're being run now.
You know, when I think about those policy positions that Heritage Foundation has had over the years that I've been having conversations with people just like you and many, many others from the Heritage Foundation, there is a conservative principled perspective that goes behind the conversations that we've had about, you know, legal issues, which we talk with you, Jim Carafano. I can think of a whole bunch of other people we've discussed healthcare issues and so on and so forth over the years. And it's a conservative based principled perspective. And when you put all of that down on paper, to me, the only way that you would read through Project 2025 policies and suggestions and come away with being like, what's the phrase? Literally shaking. That's what the psychotic people on Twitter say. I left literally shaking. Is if you have a completely different foundational view of where this country is supposed to go. And in generally speaking, it's not too broad of a statement to say this. If you have a socialistic, near communistic vision for the United States of America, you would probably be aghast at Project 2025. But from what I'm observing, all of the right people are disgusted by Project 2025.
Well, look, I think you're exactly right. If you're someone who wants an all-powerful federal government, one that can dictate to you how you live your life, what you do in your professional career, Well, then you won't like Project 2025. It doesn't say we get rid of the federal government. Of course not. We need a federal government. But what it does say is the federal government should stick to the things that Congress has said it ought to do and not abuse its power. I mean, a quick example of that is, look, the stoves that every American has in their kitchen. Yeah. Look, the federal government ought to make sure that there are safety standards for them. But the federal government should not be telling you you're not allowed to have a gas stove anymore in your kitchen. Or it's the same thing with automobiles. The only thing that the federal government ought to be doing with respect to automobiles is setting out safety standards that manufacturers have to meet. But telling the manufacturers, in 10 years, we will no longer allow you to manufacture any cars that aren't electric cars, and forcing Americans to do that is not the federal government's role, and it's far beyond their power. And all we're saying is bring the federal government back within the boundaries of where it's supposed to be.
Let's play another clip for you. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now to defend Project 2025 from what it's being made out to be. Sorry to do this to you, but Joy Behar talked about Project 2025.
So has anyone out there heard of Project 2025? You can clap if you've heard of it. Good. See, our audience is very advanced. They read, they know. But a lot of people don't know about it, so I'm here to tell you what it is. It's a far-right plan for destroying democracy that Trump's team wants to implement on day one. Let me count the ways. They want to ban abortion, starve school children, eliminating breakfast and lunch for school kids. They want to have mass deportations of immigrants. They want to gut health care. Mm-hmm. This is all just for starters.
Starving children, Hans? You want to starve children with Project 2025?
Everything she just said is a complete fabrication. Mm. There's nothing in the people can look through it. There's nothing in the 900 pages about banning abortion. There's nothing in there about banning contraceptives. There's nothing in there about eliminating the free lunch program for kids across the country. That is just a total lie. I would really willing to bet you that she hasn't actually read a single page of the 900 page book. In fact, I'm sure she got talking points from the Biden, now Kamala Harris campaign, and that's what she's basing it on. But I'm sure she hasn't read any of it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, what do you think that Joy Behar read in order to come to that conclusion? And does any of it include Project 2025? Sounds like your answer is no.
No, she hasn't read it. And like I said, it's just one false claim after another. In fact, look, so many false claims that, like I said at the beginning of our conversation, even CNN is now calling them out and saying, well, they say this, they say that. It's just not true.
What do you make of Donald Trump has pushed it away a little bit. He doesn't want to make it his plan and his policy. The RNC, right before the convention, put out what their vision is so that people who are considering voting Republican can go off this very brief checklist to see what the Republicans are going to stand for. I mean, Donald Trump has criticized Project 2025 a bit. But again, if you look at some of the policies that Donald Trump is putting in place, and if you actually read Project 2025, there's a lot of congruency there. What do you make about President Trump's remarks?
Well, I think first of all, he's in campaign mode, all right? And I know he also hasn't read the 900-page book. But more importantly, I think what he's been reacting to is everyone on the left, from Joy Reid to Kamala Harris, saying, oh, this is the Trump plan. Well, like I said, the Trump campaign had nothing to do with putting together this policy proposal. A bunch of conservative organizations and analysts did. That's really not important. What we hope is that when a new president is elected, you know, whether it's Donald Trump or not, we're going to hand them a copy of this, and we're going to say to them, look, you really should look at this, and we hope you will follow these recommendations the same way when we first did this. I mean, all these critics are talking as if this is something new. Look, the Heritage Foundation put together a mandate for leadership book like this when Ronald Reagan was elected. And Ronald Reagan actually...
They probably hate that too, Hans.
Yeah, they hate it. But he actually read it, and he was so impressed with it that he handed out a copy to every one of his cabinet secretaries as their first meeting. And I think we all, those of us old enough to know or remember, know how successful Reagan's 8 years in office were. We had one of the longest, greatest economic expansions in history. Interest rates were low. Gasoline prices were low. And we're hoping that, for example, if Donald Trump gets elected, he'll look at our policies and say, these are good ideas.
Yeah, take it into consideration, which is what a wise leader does. Hans von Spakovsky with us right now. Obviously, you've just articulated that Heritage Foundation has been putting together these types of projects or plans for administrations to look at, doing the heavy lifting so that come time for the president and the administration to lead, they have something to go on. Heritage Foundation has been doing this for a long time. Has there ever been a left-leaning think tank or a progressive think tank that has put something together like this before to help lead a leftist administration, should they assume office?
Well, yeah. I mean, like the Center for American Progress, but they weren't open about it like we've been. Like I said, nothing we've done is in secret. The Center for American Progress, Brookings Institute, all of them, very liberal think tanks, they've all put out all kinds of policy papers on how they think the government should be run. And, you know, they had big staffing problems, particularly the Center for American Progress and their other liberal advocacy allies when Biden came in, because so many of their people left to go staff the Biden administration, where they have been putting in place their policy views, which are horrible socialist policy views, doing things like, oh, you know how the claim that we're going to end the free lunch program? That's not in a mandate for leadership. But what has the Biden administration done within the last couple of months? They've threatened to withhold federal funds for the lunch program to schools that don't allow boys into girls' locker rooms and don't allow boys to compete in girls' athletics. They are the ones doing terrible things like that.
Hans, are you saying that there are, like, the other side of the aisle think tanks, like Heritages for Conservative Constitutional Principles, that those entities exist on the left side of the aisle, and when Biden assumed office, they left those think tanks to implement that policy in the presidency of Joe Biden? That just happened?
No, that was all pre-planned.
And then they left the administration to prosecute Donald Trump in Manhattan. That happened too. Anywho.
That did happen.
It's just, what a wild ride. Hans, we are always grateful to talk to you. And I know people ask me about Project 2025 all the time. My first answer to people from now on is going to be, how much of it have you read for yourself? And then we'll go from there, because I think that that is great advice, as you are suggesting. Hans, we appreciate you. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky is the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a very wise man, a very well-read man, and we're grateful to have him on to talk about Project 2025. Listen, if you're listening to the show and you've heard about the boogeyman in the closet that we've now named Project 2025, understand, going back to our conversation with Tammy Bruce at 1225, when you can control language, when you can control vocabulary, if you can name something that you've manifested to be big and scary and frightening and aggressive, and you can't like see that thing, but you know it's on the other side of the closet door and it's going to eat you in your sleep. If you can give that thing a name, then you can talk about it easier. You can converse about it with one another, and you don't even have to dig into the details because you can just call it by the name. That's what Project 2025 is. When you hear people, you know, losing their minds about Project 2025, and they're only basing it off of the psychotic vitriol of lunatics like Joy Reid. I don't use the word lunatic very much. There are people in my industry who they love that word. And I just think that the more you use the word, the less impact it has. Joy Reid is nuts. She is certifiably a nutcase. And when I see her, this is how I watch Joy Reid. Now, I know this is radio, so I'm going to have to describe it. You're squared up to your TV, right? You're watching the news. Joy Reid comes on. I bring my right shoulder back and I turn. It's a defensive position because I'm ready. And then I kind of wince my face, my squint my eyes, and I pull back a little bit because she's a nutcase and she scares me. She's frightening. She is frightening. Joy Reid is the boogeyman in my closet. That's basically what we've come down to. They've named the boogeyman Project 2025. And really, Project 2025, I haven't read the whole thing. I have read parts of it based on conversations I'm going to have with people. And it's just a list of conservative ideals and principles. I understand why that would be frightening to people who hate the Constitution, simply said. So please keep raising your hand and being all frenetic about the idea that Project 2025 is the scariest thing you've ever read. And I know that that's the case because you would be even more frightened by the Constitution if you read it, because boy, does that give the American people power that it restricts from the government. Anywho, let's get Ryan Wiggins back in the studio. The YouTube live chat poll for today: are you afraid for America's future? Yes or no? We talked with Tammy Bruce at 12:25, and her book Fear Itself kind of got this question rolling in my head. Like, am I afraid about what's coming in America's future? I want to know what you think. So you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, vote yes or no, and we'll talk about it when we come back with Ryan Wiggins back in studio. I am so glad to be back here. Come say hi on the YouTube chat. I missed you. We'll be right back. What do you call this kind of music? Ska?
Yeah. And you know how to dance to it?
No.
Yes. You just stand there and bob your head real fast.
Yeah, but you know what it's called?
Would you finish the oatmeal cream pie before you start talking?
No, we're hanging out. What's it called when you dance to ska music?
I don't know.
Skank.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that just what they call it when you do it?
No. I'm not one of those.
I just gave Ryan a double-decker oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah, so here we go. Ready for the 2 o'clock hour in just a minute.
I handed it to him. I said, I need you to carry the rest of the show.
Which I will. You know what, though? You know, I got a soda and I got an oatmeal cream pie. So I'm going to feel real good for the 2 o'clock hour. And the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to feel real bad.
What are you doing? You know what? That's not on my time.
No, I don't care.
Worth it.
What kind of soda are you drinking over there?
Dr. P. You shorten it when you're friends with him. And we have become very acquainted over the years.
Is that regular soda?
Yeah, it is.
Do you ever drink diet?
You're diabetic. I know. You know what I started doing after I found out that I was diabetic was, or borderline diabetic. Borderline. I'm the border czar.
It's either or.
I started doing half and half.
Diabetic border czar.
I was doing half and half. I was doing half diet or half zero and half regular because I don't really love the taste of the regulars. But if you mix them together, it's not too bad. It's really easy to do at a gas station fountain, but when you're opening two cans every day, I'm like, am I really going to stick with this? So today I just got the regular. You should applaud me. You got me an oatmeal cream pie.
I'm not applauding you.
You should. You really should applaud everything I
do. I should probably take that oatmeal cream pie back.
No. I already put my lips on it.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to throw it in the trash can.
Don't do that. That's a waste.
If there was an oatmeal cream pie in, this is a Seinfeld episode, isn't it?
I don't. It's a donut.
If it's sitting on the top, on a napkin, unmessed by anything else, are you eating that thing?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh. Brad? Oh, that's a yes.
It.
No.
Yeah, that's a yes.
Hesitation.
Not an oatmeal cream pie.
A donut.
Oh, a donut.
What's your favorite thing?
Oh, if it's a donut?
Bagel.
If it's a bagel, yes.
I think in the episode, there was a bite taken out of it, though. I don't think it was just a clean donut.
Would that
donut.
Stop you?
My question is anybody going to see me eat it?
Then that's a yes.
The other question is, are there other donuts around? Like, if that's the last one, it changes things a little bit. But if Mark Cox is leftover donuts from the morning show and you're like, oh, there's still a box and they got three or four in there, I'm not touching the trash one. Just to be clear.
What if it's your favorite kind of donut in the trash and the other ones are like,
Yeah, I get the trash one. If I know that thing's full of custard, which you're not always sure about, you got to twist it around, see the little hole in it to see what's hanging off the side.
I almost made the YouTube live chat poll for today. Is Joe Biden going to be on the ticket in November, just to see if you'd still think that maybe he was?
You know what's funny is that I've clearly been riding with Biden this whole time. Like, yeah, he's going to stick it out.
Yeah, you're one of those.
Yesterday, we didn't correct him, but Ryan Recker goes, man, Ryan, I got to give it to you. You said that Biden was going to leave the race.
I'm not kidding. You didn't correct him?
No, we did not.
Did you correct him, Brad?
I didn't catch him doing it at the time.
Yeah.
Brad, wait. Recker said to you, Ryan Wiggins, that you called it early?
He goes, man, you called this thing, Wiggins.
The SEC is holding me back right now.
Did he do that on the previous one? Because I don't remember him doing that when I was here.
So when you were gone, we talked about it.
And did you laugh?
A little bit. I think when he was here and you guys were gone, I gave some scenarios. This is, you know, possible scenarios. And one of them was this very easily could happen. And I think he just remembered that. And so he's like, well, Wiggins, you called it. I'm like, dang, when I'm right, I'm right.
Give me that oatmeal cream pie right now.
Absolutely not.
Tell everybody how wrong you were.
No,
how right
I'm licking this right now.
Ew, 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 ew.
Super gross. Mine.
You keep thinking that if I take that oatmeal cream pie away from you that I'm going to eat it. I'm just going to throw it in the trash in front of you.
But I already told you, I'll get it back out.
That's like the meanest thing I think I could do, is remove an oatmeal cream pie from your possession and throw it in the trash in front of you.
That is mean. The thing that I would do, though, is make sure that nobody else was going to get it out of the trash after our conversation.
Were you surprised when Biden dropped out?
At this point, no.
What, today?
No. At the point that he did it.
Are you finally coming to grips with it?
At the point that he did it, I was like, everything in the world had pressed him to do it. If he didn't, I would have been shocked.
I want to see the clip of Ryan pretending like he's been calling this forever.
It was great. It really should be a reel.
It's like an inside joke to like 12 of us.
I know. No, everybody's listening has known that I've been saying, no, he's not going to drop out. So if you heard that yesterday, I want to know what your reaction was.
I was trying really hard to not be like, see, I told you.
But it is happening.
No, just now. And I did it fast. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Say hi on the YouTube chat. I missed you. We'll be right back. What do you call this kind of music? Ska?
Yeah. And you know how to dance to it?
No.
Yes. You just stand there and bob your head real fast.
Yeah, but you know what it's called?
Would you finish the oatmeal cream pie before you start talking?
No, we're hanging out. What's it called when you dance to ska music?
I don't know.
Skank.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that just what they call it when you do it?
No. I'm not one of those.
I just gave Ryan a double-decker oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah, so here we go. Ready for the 2 o'clock hour in just a minute.
I handed it to him. I said, I need you to carry the rest of the show.
Which I will. You know what, though? You know, I got a soda and I got an oatmeal cream pie. So I'm going to feel real good for the 2 o'clock hour. And the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to feel real bad.
What are you doing? You know what? That's not on my time.
No, I don't care.
Worth it.
What kind of soda are you drinking over there?
Dr. P. You shorten it when you're friends with him. And we have become very acquainted over the years.
Is that regular soda?
Yeah, it is.
Do you ever drink diet?
You're diabetic. I know. You know what I started doing after I found out that I was diabetic was, or borderline diabetic. Borderline. I'm the border czar.
It's either or.
I started doing half and half.
Diabetic border czar.
I was doing half and half. I was doing half diet or half zero and half regular because I don't really love the taste of the regulars. But if you mix them together, it's not too bad. It's really easy to do at a gas station fountain, but when you're opening two cans every day, I'm like, am I really going to stick with this? So today I just got the regular. You should applaud me. You got me an oatmeal cream pie.
I'm not applauding you.
You should. You really should applaud everything I do.
I should probably take that oatmeal cream pie back.
No. I already put my lips on it.
I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to throw it in the trash can.
Don't do that. That's a waste.
If there was an oatmeal cream pie in, this is a Seinfeld episode, isn't it?
It's a donut.
If it's sitting on the top, on a napkin, unmessed by anything else, are you eating that thing?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh. Brad? Oh, that's a yes. No,
yeah, that's a yes.
Hesitation.
Not an oatmeal cream pie,
a donut.
Oh, a donut.
What's your favorite thing?
Oh, if it's a donut?
Bagel.
I think in the episode, there was a bite taken out of it, though. I don't think it was just a clean donut.
Would that
donut.
Stop you?
My question is anybody going to see me eat it?
Then that's a yes.
The other question is, are there other donuts around? Like, if that's the last one, it changes things a little bit. But if Mark Cox has leftover donuts from the morning show and you're like, oh, there's still a box and they've got three or four in there, I'm not touching the trash one. Just to be clear.
What if it's your favorite kind of donut in the trash and the other ones are like,
Yeah, I get the trash one. If I know that thing's full of custard, which you're not always sure about, you got to twist it around, see the little hole in it to see what's hanging off the side.
I almost made the YouTube live chat poll for today. Is Joe Biden going to be on the ticket in November, just to see if you'd still think that maybe he was?
You know what's funny is that I've clearly been riding with Biden this whole time. Like, yeah, he's going to stick it out.
You're one of those.
Yesterday, we didn't correct him, But Ryan Recker goes, man, Ryan, I got to give it to you. You said that Biden was going to leave the race.
I'm not kidding. Correct him?
No, we did not.
Did you correct him, Brad?
I didn't catch him doing it at the time.
Yeah.
Brad, wait. Recker said to you, Ryan Wiggins, that you called it early?
He goes, man, you called this thing, Wiggins.
The SEC is holding me back right now.
Did he do that on the previous one? Because I don't remember him doing that when I was here.
So when you were gone, we talked about it.
Did you laugh?
A little bit. I think when he was here and you guys were gone, I gave some scenarios. This is, you know, possible scenarios. And one of them was this very easily could happen. And I think he just remembered that. And so he's like, well, Wiggins, you called it. I'm like, dang, when I'm right, I'm right.
Give me that oatmeal cream pie right now.
Absolutely not.
Tell everybody how wrong you were. And
no,
how right
I'm licking
I was.
This right now.
Ew, 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 ew.
Super mine, gross. Mine.
You keep thinking that if I take that oatmeal cream pie away from you that I'm going to eat it. I'm just going to throw it in the trash in front of you.
But I already told you, I'll get it back out.
That's like the meanest thing I think I could do is remove an oatmeal cream pie from your possession and throw it in the trash in front of you.
That is mean. The thing that I would do, though, is make sure that nobody else was going to get it out of the trash after our conversation.
Were you surprised when Biden dropped out?
At this point, no.
What, today?
No. At the point that he did it.
Are you finally coming to grips with it?
At the point that he did it, I was like, everything in the world had pressed him to do it. If he didn't, I would have been shocked.
I want to see the clip of Ryan pretending like he's been calling this forever.
It was great. It really should be a reel.
It's like an inside joke to like 12 of us.
I know. No, everybody's listening has known that I've been saying, no, he's not going to drop out. So if you heard that yesterday, I want to know what your reaction was.
I was trying really hard to not be like, see, I told you. As it was happening. No, just now. And I did it fast. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.